Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We're a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants and for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, August 19th, and this is Sherry Melis reporting. I'm a member of San Francisco Council 11, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. We've received reports from flight attendants who have encountered lengthy call wait times for both crew scheduling and crew accommodations. If you experience a long wait time, flight attendants should submit a report to their local council, including the date and time of the call, along with the specific ID, date, and position. This will provide us with a better way to track the call wait times and rectify this issue with management. If you have any questions, please contact your local council. The past 2 days, our flying partners from Boston, D.C., Denver, Frankfurt, Honolulu, Kennedy, London, and Chicago successfully completed 2 days of our AFA MEC safety, health, and security training. AFA representatives reviewed and were provided additional resources and tools to help manage issues at the local level. We congratulate our colleagues who stepped forward to do this important work on behalf of all of us, and we thank them for renewing their commitment as advocates for all of our members. Next week, the summer regular scheduled meeting of the United Master Executive Council will take place in Chicago on Tuesday, August 26th through Thursday, August 28th at the Hyatt Rosemont. Your local council president, joined by our 14 other local presidents from around the system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. We encourage all members to witness our democratic process by attending either your local council meeting and or the United MEC meeting if you're in the Chicago area. Schedule times for your local council meeting and the MEC meeting agenda are available on our website. Today, AFA CWA International, along with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, and the Transport Workers Union called on the Department of Transportation to reject an application for a foreign air carrier permit submitted by Norwegian Air International. In comments filed yesterday, the unions, representing over 80,000 flight attendants, urged the DOT to uphold the strong labor protections outlined in the U.S.-European Union Air Transport Agreement known as Open Skies. AFA, IAM, and TWU issued comments in association with the Transportation Trades Department, AFL-CIO, and the European Transport Workers Federation. We need to continue to defend our U.S. aviation industry and our jobs by spreading the word to family and friends. Here's what you can do. Take action and sign the petition that tells the Obama administration to defend our U.S. airlines and U.S. airline workers. Tweet on Twitter demanding the Obama administration deny NAI's dangerous application to fly in the U.S. and defend U.S. airlines and U.S. jobs. Change your status on Facebook to have your friends and family join the fight. Tell the Obama administration to defend U.S. airlines and airline jobs. Deny NAI's dangerous application to fly in the United States. For more information, please contact your local council government affairs committee or visit us on our Government Affairs webpage. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AFA United MEC. That's all for tonight. Thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it is our future.